our time is analyzing the pasuk of before Asher also. Remember what Hashem did? Hashem did something. Number two is the Miriam. So who did he do it? Where did he do it? Batera, when they were on the way. And what step were they going on? And when they went to Yosef and Mitzrayim, these 4 points are brought out in the pasuk. So he says, it has a, if you misbind it, like we said, it's an important thing, or a good thing to say, Ma'is and Miriam every day. But if you just say the words without thinking what you're saying, it's worthless. So, Tvashir also, number one is, the tremendous punishment she got because she spoke Lashon Hara. We see that Lashon Hara is a very serious Aveda. And it causes Tzaraas, which is something that cannot be healed by any doctor. There's no Tzaraas doctor. The only way to get out of Tzaraas is stay from Lashon Hara. So anyway, this is some ways the strongest of the tumors. You have to go out of the entire encampment to plow yourself. Be isolated. And anyone who goes into a house that has Tzaraas becomes tummy. That's just not often considered like a dead person. So number one is, understand that the severity of Lashon Hara that causes a person to rise, even if you don't get it, you deserve to get it. Even to a great person like Miriam was a tremendous tzaddikus, even though it didn't help, because self-control, she says something negative about Moshe Rabbeinu. And we're not talking about only tzaddikus, she endangered her life to save him. His whole life was because of her. She went to the river and she took him out. And she also didn't say it in front of him, she didn't say it in public, just between her and her brother. Her kavanah was good intentions. All these things to realize is such a tremendous punishment for big tzaddikus with all kind of limitations. Kavah chayma, if a person speaks it with any good intentions and the others around him, himself and that's a great tzaddik. A derech, they were on the way, they were stuck, they had to wait for her until she got there, which was a tremendous discomfort for her to have said, he didn't want to cause problems, so that the ikuf is delayed. And it became very famous. Everyone said, well, why are we moving? No, because of me. And the Sefer Mitzrayim, in the beginning of the second year, when they didn't even know yet the tremendous punishment one can get, didn't get that. So, of course, Pani Mishran Kalachayim, and this Maisa, and this Severity of Lashon Hara, and many times we were talking negatively about anybody.